It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler, and in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. Mike Pearson filling in today for AJ, who will be crushing heads here in just a couple of hours. John Lee back in studio. If you want to get in today, best way to do it is to text the show at 713-780-3776. 3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at Radio Mike P3, at Jon Snow, with a zero, not an O, and at Degenerates975. You can also text the show to the number. I'm a little off here because it's funny how everything's been going so smoothly. And then today, I don't know, what, about 40 minutes ago, maybe a little longer than that, they had a security breakdown here that was about as bad as you'll see anywhere. We're sitting here minding our own business, doing a few interviews, getting ready, and Roy Jones is sitting a few feet away, and Jim Lampley and Sergey Kovalev, all three of whom that we will talk to.
Michael Buffer.
And all of a sudden, somebody had gotten the doors open just outside here, and literally 100 people just start running in. And if you know fight fans, they're a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. And so they see Roy Jones and guys like that, and they come running over, and they see the food, and think, oh, wow, what a great setup. The way I would equate it is, I don't know why I'm hearing game highlights in my head, by the way. John, are we playing game highlights somewhere? Okay, something's popping up in our ears there. But
that was my laptop.
Oh.
Dang it. I could have just not said anything, you'd be thinking that John did that, but that was me.
That's a
rookie
mistake.
I'm going to man up. Have the laptop volume
I've
up.
I've done it. You always mute the volume on that. You always make sure your phone's on buzz.
Yep.
So, anyhow, these people start pouring in, and they start mobbing Roy Jones. They start going after the food, and poor Tracy, who just kind of runs the show here, is just telling them, hey, you guys don't have credentials. You can't be in here, and they didn't care. The way I would compare it is, like, let's say you have tickets to a Texans game, and you see a door opening, you walk in, and you suddenly walk into the locker room, and there's J.J. Watt. That's what it was
like. Very true.
So I don't really blame the people for being all excited because they didn't know. They just saw a door open and walked right in.
Yeah, and it's free to the public for the weigh-in.
Right, so they just thought, hey, we're fine. We're supposed to be here. And, oh, look at this. This is cool. They brought all these famous people for
us. This is a suite level.
Yeah.
This is not just main concourse.
Right, and so I have to turn into security guard for a second. So, guys, you can't be in here.
Tracy was definitely upset.
Oh, yeah, you could tell. So I was,
and that's Tracy's. She handles the interviews for us with HBO.
She does a great job. And whenever we get to come out to the fights, all these great interviews you hear, that's always because of her. And they do a fantastic job. And so she's trying to tell them, and nobody's listening to her. So
no.
I go out and start trying to usher people out. And finally I realize I got to go get security and tell them what the hell's going on here. So I take off running, and it's about 200, 300 yards to where we come in, where the security guards are. And I go over there and tell them, hey, man, you got to get somebody over here. You got people just pouring in. And, okay, this is a problem.
We didn't have any streakers, did we?
I didn't notice.
Like Monday Night Football?
No, we had a lot of people wearing flags and things like that. You know, boxing fans are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell a security guard, and she's like, really? That's not supposed to happen. I'm like, yeah, well, it's happening. You might want to get over there right now. The problem is, now, in Vegas, when we do the fights in Vegas, we've got armed guards.
Mm-hmm.
There's people everywhere.
It's only one way in, one way out.
And those armed guards look like old mafia guys. I mean, you don't want to mess with them, right?
Nope.
Well, I don't want to sound wrong here, but I don't feel very safe with 2 5'10" women who go about 4 bills each. And one of them is clearly.
Come on, I mean, come on.
No, I'm sorry. I mean. And one of them clearly in her 60s. And so I
stop.
No, so I'm going. I'm telling it. Hey, man, this is an issue, and more people are pouring in. You need to get this fixed. So one of them gets up and waddles after me.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry.
Fred.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Now, if you're going to do that job, all right. And so she goes up there and very nicely trying to tell people they have to leave, and they're just looking at her like, "No, we don't.
No, we don't. I'm in here now."
And
they're looking at her like, "You rent a cop."
Yeah,
I'm not going to do anything.
And honestly, I was getting a little bit nervous because it was getting a little testy in here.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they managed to get some other people here and get them all out. And once they realized they weren't supposed to be here, and it wasn't just strange people walking up and telling them that, everybody was cool about it. So it wasn't that big a deal. But the reality was, I mean, that's what I call a security breach.
It happens.
So,
and sometimes it happens at places like this where you least expect it. So there's no way AT&T Stadium, Jerry's World would have a situation
Jones
where people
is 20 feet away from us.
Exactly,
but you wouldn't think just anybody could walk in.
And Jerry does it big. Now we're waiting on this media dinner that's coming at 4:30, that I'm sure we can munch on during the breaks. But they have like 15 people over here just standing by.
15 people for that.
Yeah.
Two security guards. Who probably already ate the buffet anyway.
A little backwards. Yeah. A little backwards.
Yeah. But it was and what's funny is if you try to go any other place in the stadium, even with a credential, they're stopping you.
True.
Like, oh, you can't go through here. And it was just really a very very bizarre moment.
I love that, though, because I do breach a little bit with security, but I have a credential. Like, I'm not supposed to be down on the next suite level, mosey and nosy, being Mr. Nosy.
Yeah.
But I do.
Yeah.
Because it's Jerry Jones World, and I want to see. And so I had to get to the field or to the ring for this Saturday. And so I go downstairs, and I just start walking through places where I really have no business going. But I do it anyway because I had to get downstairs. So I do that a lot. I do that a lot. But I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah. Well,
and I have a credential.
You also have a credential.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. It really was because it's been such a tame trip so far.
Yeah.
Mainly because the bar closes early here. We really haven't had a chance to get into any trouble.
Right.
And it was going so smoothly. And it's been quiet. Yesterday, as you recall, the only thing you could hear was hammering.
Yeah, but I see the mariachi guys.
Yeah, the mariachi guys are here now.
And they were at the weigh-in.
Yeah.
And I think there's another event coming up, so we might hear a little mariachi.
There's going to be a press conference, so you'll probably hear some mariachi in the background. And but we got a lot of great stuff for you today. At 5 o'clock, we'll go through all the NFL games. Today, not yesterday, when I got confused. RJ Bell at 5:30. And 6 o'clock hour is going to be a lot of really good interviews that Michael did. Now, we have a little different setup here when we record interviews that we can't do them the way we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael did the interviews. They're very good. We've got Jim Lampley, Roy Jones. Those guys always join us.
Mm-hmm.
And Sergey Kovalev, who I love. He's one of my favorite fighters. And we might get Andre Ward here this hour, which would be cool because that fight I'm looking forward to, too, because that is two of my three favorite fighters in the world going after it. But we're here for the Canelo-Smith fight tomorrow night here at AT&T Stadium. And we'll be talking a lot about that. And so you'll hear a lot about that in the 6 o'clock hour. And we'll talk a lot about the UH game and everything else going on, man. It's just been a busy, busy day in sports, as it always is on Fridays during football season. But I'm just happy that, you know, nothing really bad happened, but it was pretty funny. I had one other bad moment today. It hasn't been my best day.
Was it here?
It was here.
Was it driving here?
No, I ran into a friend of mine that I worked at the Chronicle with for about 10 years. He left in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized him, went up and said, "Hey, bud." You know, he works for Morning News now. I'm not going to shame him by saying his name.
Okay.
And he just looked at me for a second. Like he didn't recognize me. And I said, "Fred, man. This guy I played golf with four times a week, right?"
Wow.
And I'm like, oh. He goes, "Damn, you got old."
Wow.
I'm like, really?
Yeah. Is that what you're going
to
say to me?
You know what I didn't say to him, which is would have been the truth? Dude, you look like dog death. I didn't, right? I said, oh, man, you look good. Good to see you, buddy.
I thought the other bad moment was when Kokolev punked you for your charger.
Yeah, apparently everybody is using my phone charger today. We had some English guy come over who then he wanted to talk to me about Man United and stadiums and everything else. I don't know what it is. I didn't want to talk to him. I was just like, yeah, you can use the charger. It's fine. And Kovalev comes over, pulls it out of my phone, and puts it in his. What am I going to say?
He didn't ask. No, but his nickname is the Crusher.
Right. You think I'm going to say, hey, Crusher, don't pull that out of my phone. What are you doing? Of course not. It's like, yes, sir. Do whatever you want. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll hit on the UH game. We come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler, and in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, if you want to text the show. Happy Friday. Hope everybody's having a good one. Hope you guys are going to have a great weekend. And, of course, started off with a couple of football games last night. One, of course, of a lot of interest around town is the University of Houston goes in and beats Cincinnati. And I kind of wrote this on my website this morning and on Houston Sports and stuff, which I got to thank all you guys for all the comments about that. Also, all my bets are up on there and everything. So if you want to ask me who I like, it's all on the page. But I mentioned this. It was one of those games, if you just saw the score, you'd say, oh, yeah, UH romped. If you watch the game, you were sweating it early in the fourth quarter.
Tell me about it.
But if you watch the game, you also knew that the UH was just a lot better than this team. They were just struggling on offense. They were turning the ball over, which is not something a Tom Herman team does. They were dominating in yardage and possession, all the key stats. And yet, they were the team that they're the team that usually forces the fluke turnovers. And last night, they were the team that was giving them up. And it was funny because right when you're about to give up on them, that's when these guys play their best. Mm-hmm. And once they took the lead back after the defense was terrific. Other than the one drive after the turnover where Cincinnati took the lead, where they had some breakdowns. But other than that, I mean, they 30 yards rushing and all mm-hmm. of that. Just a terrific defensive performance overall. And in the end, it's a win that looks good on paper. And the score wound up not being indicative of how close that game was.
Right. So for those college football playoff voters and committee, the guys that were watching the Jets and the Bills at the same time, if they didn't watch the Houston game and they look at that score, they'll say, oh, okay, they won that easily. But we all know it wasn't an easy win for Houston until the fourth quarter, pretty much. Good, like you said, credit to the defense.
Yeah, and once they got a 10-point lead, you can almost go to the bank that defense is going to get an interception. And, of course, they get one for a pick six. And then one play later, you get another pick six. And you look up at the score and say, wow, what a route. But there were some things. I think offensively, they were just a little bit off. And Greg Ward, as much as they said he was 100%, didn't look 100%. Duke Catalan didn't look 100%.
Mm-hmm. And well, I'm just concerned with those interceptions.
Yeah, those are not plays he makes, but John and I were talking about this before the show, and a lot of people have brought it up, but before the interception, the delay of game penalty never should have happened. They didn't reset the clock. I thought that was fast. I was surprised that nobody said anything. Because as fast as that offense moves, it's not impossible to get a delay of game, but it's damned unlikely.
Right.
And, John, was there ever any explanation for that? Did anybody ever address it?
I didn't see one.
Yeah, I didn't either.
They didn't ask Tom Herman overall, after the game either.
No, and I honestly, if that's one of those things, if he noticed it on the sidelines, wouldn't he be going nuts? So I thought it was a pretty sloppily officiated game both ways, but I think that's kind of the nature of a game that's played sloppily. It tends to leak into that. But a couple of numbers, though. Why UH tends to pull games out like this. Greg Ward Jr. as a starting quarterback, 21-2 when he starts a game, UH is 21-2, and that goes back to the Tony LeVine era. Mm-hmm. Tom Herman, and you know he doesn't get credit for all this, but from his time at Ohio State as offensive coordinator to now, the teams he's been involved with, 56 games. Care to guess what his record is? I'll say over or under 50. You take the over or you take the under?
Over.
52-4.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. You heard me tell Michael Buffer that.
I did not. I did not. I actually was doing other things, handling personal stuff with the wife and everything when you're talking to Michael Buffer off the record. But, yeah, Michael Buffer, speaking of him, I mean, he's a big Houston fan.
Well, it's funny. We come out here to these events so much that you start getting to know people a little bit and they get more comfortable with you. And so some of the better conversations we now have are off the air about stuff.
Yeah.
So he and I were – and I actually love to pick his brain about broadcasting just because he's so – and right. voice work because he's so good at it. And then he wants to pick my brain on UH.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised because I know you're a U of H guy, but you were nervous last night. We were at the bar. We had a nice meal. You had some drinks, and you could not watch in the bar anymore. You had to go focus in the room.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you had work to do. You probably did.
No, I didn't.
But you needed to get away and get alone, and probably because you yell at the TV. I don't know what was going on in that room, but you weren't in a good mood.
No, I wasn't.
You had to go to the room.
I had to go to the room, and it was a wise decision to not be around people.
True. And we met back downstairs in the once it was pretty much over.
Yeah, well, I came back down when
you
it was over.
You popped out of nowhere smiling.
Never a doubt, right?
And yeah.
Then, yeah. And then when we watched the end of the Bills-Jets game, which, man, two thoughts on that. Ryan Fitzpatrick has really turned into a nice quarterback. And it happens late in his career. I don't think he's quite gone full Rich Gannon as he did at the end of his career.
No.
But it's not dissimilar in terms of here's a guy late in his career who's turned in to a guy you'd kind of like to have as your quarterback.
Right.
And I thought he played really well. The Bills got a couple of good plays to get back into it, but for the most part, I think the real issue with them, and they fired Greg Roman today, which, okay, I think your offense, if you play good defense, I think your offense played well enough to win that game. Problem is, and I know there was a lot of let's fire Rex. Who would you replace him with? You've now gotten rid of Greg Roman, who I guess would have been an interim coach. Are you going to make Rob Ryan interim coach? And I got to say, his influence on that defense is not good. And they just look terrible. That defense right. looked terrible. And if I'm Rex, I start going in there and saying, no, we're doing this and this and this, and I take more charge of that because my job's about to be gone if that doesn't get turned around in a hurry.
Right. Now, is it hard to get to Revis Island anymore? Is it easy to get there now?
It's funny. That's what
Father Time's catching up.
Well,
he got beat pretty good last night, and it happened.
He did, but
the way he got beat.
Well, and sometimes I'm not ready to go to the Darrell Revis is done card yet, which a lot of people are doing. You look at it last week. A.J. Green is a monster who made a great play. Last night, you're talking about one of the fastest guys in the league getting a step on him.
Yep.
And then getting a perfect pass right in stride. And there's times in the past where guys have gotten behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got good closing speed, but nobody's going to close on Marquise Goodwin. So I'm not ready to go to the Revis isn't the same yet because
takes time.
Yeah, but I
get back to.
I also think his confidence might be shaken a little bit, which a guy like that's got to have confidence. But I do think that I think he'll be fine. So that game, at least it was relatively entertaining. But yeah, I was kind of after the UH game, I was in unwind mode because I get a little tense. That's why I don't like that. That's why people get on.
And that's okay though.
Well,
it's okay. I mean, we work in sports.
I've never
okay
made
passionate.
Any bones about that. That's the one team I care about.
Yes, that's fun. That's fun. Get your blood boiling.
Yeah, and
yeah, man. That's what it's all about. You get a little anxiety. You sweat a little bit. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, but you probably didn't want to be around me early in the fourth quarter.
I didn't mind.
You're
right. Yeah. You're right.
Then you wouldn't want to be around me.
I think that's what it was.
And I didn't
want to
be
around. I really look up to you, and you didn't want to blow that. So he said, let me get away from Mike right now and go to the room.
No, if the game had been 35-0, I would have stayed in the bar.
Right.
No doubt.
Right.
But
right.
The reality is, close game, and at that point, I thought if they kept turning the damn ball over, they were going to let him hang around. It's like, well, I don't want to be around people when I watch this. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And, of course, AJ's fight is tonight. And I did – he has one of his fighter buddies has a Facebook page. If you like it, he's supposed to be streaming the fight live. It's on Houston Sports and stuff. You go check it out.
Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the truth?
The truth. Yeah, he's supposed to be – according to AJ, he's supposed to be streaming. So we shall see. So he says, how does Rob Brian keep his job? He's not a good coach. No, he's not. I don't know how he messed up Dallas's defense. He messed up New Orleans' defense. Now he's messing up the Bills' defense. And that's one of those where, you know, what do you do?
I know. I know.
So who do we got coming here?
No one right now.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to Tracy on the break and see what we have coming up.
All right. All right.
I'm going to demand. You know, I'm actually going to have her call my agent first.
He's turned into such a diva.
I'm a diva, yeah.
One day on the show.
Yeah.
He was talking about himself in the third person last night and said, I think Michael was pretty good on the show today.
If you just tuned in, you tuned in to Michael and Friends.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking. Uh-huh. This is the Blitz. It'll always be the Blitz. The best sports show in the world.
No,
definitely in Houston.
Now you should know by now, greatest show in the history of the known universe. That's official.
I don't know
if you knew that.
That's true.
Because I was told this by two hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings one night who came from another planet and said they'd been throughout the whole universe.
Two?
Yes.
So it was Bernard Hopkins and someone
else.
No,
it was not Bernard Hopkins.
Okay.
He was not one of the – I said hyper-intelligent. Just kidding. No.
Got quiet
now,
there, huh?
To be fair
– I gave you that look like Randy Moss looked at Trent Dilfer.
To be fair, I might have been just a little bit stoned when I talked to the aliens, but they did tell me this was the greatest show in the history of the known universe. So
good. Good.
That was several years ago. Now, they haven't been back since, but I figure since they go through time and space, it shouldn't matter, right?
No, it should.
Theoretically, it means it should always be the greatest show in the history of the known universe. All right. Right now, I'm going to tell you about the greatest gambling website, mybookie.lv. You can also go to mybookie.ag. Same concept, same website. But if you put action on UH last night and you won and you're on another site, who knows when you're going to get paid, right? But now... you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to wait weeks to collect your cash. There's nothing more frustrating than that. And that's why thousands of online players have made the switch to MyBookie. I made the switch. I love it. The site has everything that I want. They're an industry-leading website, real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time. And besides the fast, no-hassle payouts, I like horse racing, and they've got a full race book with all the track bets and full track odd payoffs. So check that out because that is huge. Join now, and they're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. You're going to get an extra 10% bonus when you sign up and deposit in the next 30 minutes. All you have to do to get that 10% bonus, use promo code FRED. That's simple. Promo code FRED. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. And they've got terrific customer service. If you have any problems at all, they'll call you right up and help you out. Open your account. Start winning today. Expert or rookie, you got to check out mybookie.lv. Get rid of your bookie. Try MyBookie. Sign up today.
Man, it's nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. Ah, yeah. Spread yourself.
ESPN. 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler. And in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And for those of you who are curious about streaming A.J.'s fight, one of our listeners was cool enough to post on the Blitz Facebook page Mike the Truth Jackson's link so that you can like that. Connor did that. Connor, thank you very much. It's on the Facebook page, so all you got to do is click on it, click like. And you'll be able to stream the fight if you can't make it tonight. Hopefully you're going, and I'll be expecting a full report from everybody who's getting a chance to go. I, on the other hand, will be stuck in traffic trying to get to the airport about the time that he's fighting. So,
oh, yeah.
A couple things on the Rex Ryan deal. People pointing out that there's a story where he's claiming that it was his decision, but that the owners made him do it. There's some thought, I guess, that the owners wanted to do this in the off season and decided to wait until now. I think it's just a very strange time to do it.
It sure is. Week two.
Yeah, and I could see after last week's game. I thought they had enough offense last night. I really do. I think the defense is the problem. And especially in the secondary where they're supposed to be pretty good. I don't know if it's scheme or what.
Right.
But they look terrible.
What does that do to the chemistry and the coaching staff when guys are looking over their shoulder saying, damn, I better perform well this week. It could be me next week. They got a family out there. I mean, it's just – it is the NFL. The pressure is to the utmost.
Right.
But still, after week two, come on, man.
I'm a fan, though, of people being on their toes. You should be there should be a sense of urgency. But if this were something that they wanted to do last year and Rex talked them out of it, then – yeah, I think you go ahead and make the move. So we made a command decision here, John, and I don't know if it was a good one because they offered us the Tecate Chicas.
Right.
But I don't think they were going to let me ask questions like
the ones you had for me yesterday about them needing more food and why don't they eat more food.
I was just going to ask if any – well, and here's – true story. I was in line to get coffee, and one of them was complaining to the guy about how she'd only had yogurt to eat all day.
Oh,
and
I don't want them coming over here because she might faint because she hasn't eaten
anything. That's what she said. She was about to faint. And I'm like, do we really want – I just want to know if they'd ever had a chicken fried steak once in their life or even a burger or anything bigger than a banana. I'm not kidding, man.
Their metabolism is rolling. I think they do eat like that.
They're tiny.
Just not fight week.
Well, maybe not. Yeah. I honestly, man, I like my women a little bit more
– meaty.
No, I don't like meaty, just –
something to hold on to.
I like a little more balance, okay? A little more balance.
Which is meaty and something to hold on to.
Maybe.
Versus the Tecate girls.
Yeah, honestly, while I think some people would find that very attractive, I haven't put it about a 4.
Hmm?
Maybe a 5. Maybe they're
for the Tecate girls?
Yeah, they're about 5s. It's those bodies, man. They just don't do it for me.
No?
No.
Okay.
Well,
some guys, they're tens to some guys.
Oh, I know. Wow, the people who came storming in here, my
to each
goodness.
His own. One man's 4 is another man's 11.
Well, and I think that's great because if we all have different tastes and we all pursue different things. I mean, if we all like the exact same thing, we'd all want the same girl.
Yeah, it'll be chaotic.
Yeah.
Be a riot.
Yeah.
Every day.
So that was my friend that I was telling you about in the first segment.
Yep.
Okay, who looks better, me or him? Be honest.
Are you?
Yeah, I know. And yet, damn, you got old.
Come on, bro. You can't do that.
That hurt my heart a little bit. Oh, well. Got some very cool college football games coming up this weekend, which I'm looking forward to. All the top three teams playing against ranked opponents on the road. And Florida State, Louisville, which ought to be terrific. Alabama and Ole Miss. And Ole Miss, of course, has beaten Alabama the last 2 years. Ohio State and Oklahoma. Just a lot of really entertaining games. I'm looking forward to all three of those. I cannot wait to get, basically spend my day sitting in front of the TV. Well, actually, tomorrow I'm probably going to go to the bar and watch the hockey and the football so I can get them all in. World hockey starts tomorrow. I'm kind of a geek for that.
You like that?
Yeah. Hey, but I was kind of going through and doing my little research for the college football stuff tomorrow. And every now and then I find a stat that I find intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with any of those games. So it's just kind of out of the blue. It's about Arkansas. Remember when Brett Bielema first got there and they were losing all those close games? And
right.
So here's an interesting stat. In Arkansas's first 28 games under Brett Bielema, they played nine games that were decided by 8 points or less. You know what the record was? 0-9.
0-9.
They went 0-9 in games decided by 8 points or less.
Wow.
So every time it was a close game, over the first 28 games of his career, they lost. In the last 12 games decided by 8 points or less, including the first two this year, 5-1.
Five? Wow.
So as simple as that, they've turned that around by winning close games. And and that's a sign of a good football team, and especially the way that Arkansas plays.
Right, and they're playing here, I believe, next week against A&M.
Well, not – oh, yeah, up here. That's exactly right.
Yeah, in Dallas.
Okay, so – John, I'm hearing from a lot of people that the app is down. So if we could check on that. I know that doesn't help the people who are on the app listening for me to say, hey, we're checking on it for you.
Right.
But we're checking on it for you. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And once again, Mike Pearson filling in for AJ today. And I got to tell you, you're getting pretty good reviews, even from the texters. I mean, there's always a few that are horrible.
But. Yeah, you're not going to tell me that, right?
Just no. Okay, I never tell AJ or Jong any of the stuff that anybody says about them on the text line.
Good. So, but don't start with me.
No, I'm not going to.
Cool.
But the reality is, it's I always say 95% of, I think I really feel this about life. I think 95% of people are really cool. 95% of our listeners are awesome people. And then there's 5% that are just miserable, worthless human beings who...
Laptop gangsters.
Well, not just that. They hate their lives so much that the only thing they can do is complain about things. Mm. And, yeah, if
pessimist.
Honestly, if I could play God for a day, I would just nuke all 5% of those people, and the world would be a better place. I think it's like that in everything, because... And now with social media, everybody can be famous. Everybody can be a troll.
Yeah.
If we just eliminated the 5% of the people, what a great world this would be.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not good. The social media banging, you know, gang banging. I just don't like it.
I'm glad you clarified that and made that gang banging because, you know, sometimes direct messages you can. Just kidding.
Whoever's translating the show.
Yeah.
Glad I cleared that up. Yeah, I just don't. People like to pick on people, and it's easy to do it when you're behind a laptop. They're not old school with it when they, you know, knock on your door and say, hey, I have a problem with you. Let's talk it out or fight it out, you know.
Yeah.
I don't advise any fighting, but I'm just saying I definitely don't advise gangbanging on people over laptops.
713 says we should have used the red phone when we had a chance. You're right.
Oh, it was funny. Chris Mannix's phone.
My God, that guy's loud.
His phone rang.
Did it?
During his show.
Really?
Yes. And started panicking.
I did not pass that number out.
Now, if it was only one red phone, I would panic. I would have ran out the building. You would have said, what happened to Michael? But it's 13 red phones. So I'm not panicking when the red phones ring.
I thought we were special. I did. And then I looked down the row and everybody's got one.
Yeah. So. I thought it was Jong's phone set up for us, just in case an emergency. But it's not.
Yeah. All right. Well, I apologize to those of you who are trying to get on the app. We're working on it diligently and fast, and hopefully it will happen. All right.
One more thing before we move on, if you don't mind. Joe Biden at Rice. Yeah. When Baylor's there too, what is going on over there in that area?
Man, Joe Biden was here a few years ago, and it was a couple years ago, and I was going to Memorial Park to go for a run, and they had every thing shut down. Cops everywhere for Joe Biden.
I know, but Baylor at Rice and also Biden there. I mean, that is chaotic right now.
Hey, we think we're going to get Andre Ward. Is that correct?
We're definitely going to get Andre Ward.
Okay.
Yeah, most likely.
What
yes.
we're going to do next segment.
Not this next segment,
no,
but he's coming up.
So what we're going to do this next segment, usually at 5 o'clock we go through all the NFL games. I want to go through the next segment. We're going to go through and go through as many as we can so that if we do get Andre Ward at 5 or 5:15, then we'll still be able to get through the NFL, do some college picks as well in there because it's going to get pretty full after this. So, just trying to get – I assume the people want to hear from Andre Ward. I do.
Oh, definitely.
I know I do.
Definitely. He'll probably be mellow tone, but they'll definitely hear from him.
Kovalev's talked a lot of crap about him. I think this is going to be interesting.
True, and this is a fight that it's huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pay-per-view. So.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that.
So I'm sure he's going to promote it is what I mean.
I sure hope we're going to be out there for that one. All right. I'm told that the app is back up, so I was just about to tweet out to everybody that it was being worked on. So somebody said, just drove through Rice. The traffic leaping sucks. I'm telling you, that day I was going to Memorial, it took me like 45 minutes to get to Memorial Park from downtown. I'm like, what's going on? Of course, I'm an idiot. I don't pay attention to the news. And so I tweet out something while I'm stuck in traffic. It's like, oh, Vice President's here. There's cops everywhere. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a funeral or something, man. Oh, well.
We need cops here for the security here.
Yeah, I would love to have the cops here, but no, we just have Waddles and her partner. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. So I'm outside of the club and you think I'm a punk. So I go to my heavy Chevy and pop the trunk. I don't. I ain't never scared. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler, and in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
And we're back on The Blitz. Mike's dancing around. He loves this.
I see you nodding your head. You were nodding your head.
I actually might know who this is. Is this Bone Crusher?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. That's pretty. Boom. Yeah.
I think you played that because the Crusher, which is Kovalev, punked you for your charger.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So.
But he's, you know what? He's Russian. He's kind of cool. I'll let him get by with it. He did, though. He just pulled it right out of my phone and put it in his. Just like that. Now, I saw him do it. I wasn't sitting right here with the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so usually we do this at 5 o'clock. But we're going to go ahead and start a little bit early, and I'll let people know at 5 that are used to hearing it at 5 that we did it. But we're just going to go through the games real quickly with a look at the spread. But also, for those of you who aren't gamblers, just more about the games themselves. Titans and Lions. The Titans getting 6 at Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
From a betting perspective, not a game I would touch, but a lot of people are in pools where they have to pick every game. I think I'd go Tennessee here. I think the Lions are going to be inflated a little bit because of last week's game. Their offense looked terrific, but they were going up against a really bad defense.
Right.
And I think Minnesota is a really good team that happened to get 2 defensive touchdowns on them. I think I'll take the Titans to cover here. Not a play for me, but I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think the Titans keep it pretty close.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the Titans, they're gelling on offense, and it just looks like they're ready to have their coming-out party. So I'll take the Titans on that one, too.
Dolphins getting 6.5 at New England. I actually am leaning towards betting the Dolphins here. I'm going to wait until Sunday morning, see if it gets to 7. If it gets to 7 at any point, I'll pounce on it. But I think, again, little overinflation from the Patriots going on the road and winning last week. It's like, oh, there's still a Patriots without Brady. Division game, Dolphins usually play them tough. I like the Dolphins to cover. I think the Patriots win, but I think it's a closer game than people are giving it credit for.
I think the Patriots cover that for sure. 6.5 is what I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they cover that. Garoppolo, he's better than a lot of these starting quarterbacks. Of course, he's starting right now, but we know that's Tom's job. But I think Garoppolo is a lot better than some of these guys that are starting and have a solid position with their team. Garoppolo, man, seems to be the truth. He's going to get a lot of money after this. So I think he's just playing well, and he's gelling with that offense. And you have to under the Belichick's way.
I like it, a difference of opinion. All right, Ravens -6 at Cleveland. I don't think there's enough points in the world you could give me to make me bet on Cleveland. I'm staying away from this game, but I think the Ravens they look – at times they look good against the Bills. Flacco looked a little shaky at times. I think with a game under his belt, you're going to see a much better effort from the Ravens. And I just don't see any way the Browns hang with them. So if you have to take it, take the Ravens -6.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree with that. I mean, Ravens, Flacco did look okay in game one, but I think they come out a lot better. And it's Cleveland. They're already, you know, only in week 2, in RG3, that thing blew up real quick on them. He spent the whole summer talking about how good he can be and how he's changed. And, you know, it is part of his fault why he's injured. But that Browns thing is in trouble right now. So I think the Ravens go in there and cover that.
The Bengals getting 3 at Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be a very good game. I'd be more interested in the over 48.5 if you feel like playing. But I think that number's right where it should be. I think it's going to be a very close game. I like Pittsburgh to win it because they're at home. But I think 3 points is perfect. I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't touch it at all either. But the Steelers are definitely playing well right now. Week 2, they have time to kind of gather themselves back up after week 1 versus the Redskins. That was a good win for them, and I think they play well at home this week.
All right, the Cowboys and Redskins. Cowboys getting 3 at Washington. Another game I'd stay away from, but I kind of think the Cowboys are going to go up there and turn in a good effort. I really do. I know Dak Prescott's kind of limited in what he can do, but I think they're going to be able to run the ball against Washington. I think Washington's going to try to stop the run. And I'm just not sold on Washington. I think Kirk Cousins makes a couple of mistakes. I kind of like the Cowboys in this game.
I have to go on the other side, man. I think I'm going to take the Redskins. Definitely. I'll take the 3, man. I think the Redskins are going to win this one at home, man. They kind of had an okay start, I think. But I just think they definitely win this at home.
All right, New Orleans at the Giants. Giants 4.5-point favorites. I'm not betting that part of it. I would take the Giants, but I already bet the over-under 50. It was 52.5. It's gone up to 53.5. Last year, these two teams combined for over 100 points. New Orleans can score on anybody, and their defense is still awful. The Giants with those receivers are going to eat. There's a lot of points scored in this game. This is one of my actual plays. Saints-Giants over.
Yep. I'm taking the Giants.
Okay. 49ers getting 13.5 at Carolina with the I think I'll never give that many points with the Panthers. So if you have to play it, I'd go the other way, even though I think the 49ers are hot garbage. I don't care how they looked the other night. But this is not a game I would touch with a 10-foot pole. But if you have to take something for your pool, I'd take San Francisco.
No, I'm taking the Panthers on this one, definitely. I'll take the Panthers.
All right, Tampa at Arizona. I think you're going to see a better effort out of Arizona. But I think I kind of discount the Tampa effort a little bit because I think the Falcons' defense is awful. But I'm not going to discount it enough to where I wouldn't take 7 points in a pool. Again, not a game I would touch, but I think Tampa keeps this pretty close, and Arizona wins a close one.
I agree. I definitely agree. I think with Carson Palmer, I don't know what I'm going to get from him week by week right now. I know he's a good quarterback, but I'm just not sold on him right now. I think he needs to warm up a little bit, and it might be a little problem for him next week.
All right. Yeah, and at some point, age is going to catch up with the guy. So, Seattle, -7 at the L.A. Rams, your L.A. Rams. Rams always play these guys tough, and I'm a little worried about Russell Wilson's health. It's hard for me to take the Rams, even, no matter how many points you give me, because they look so bad in week one. Mm-hmm. But I kind of probably would take the 7 if you force me to. I don't mind the under 38 in that game either, but I think the Seahawks win, but I think the Rams are actually going to show up and score some points. Not many, but I don't think the Seahawks score that many either, but they score enough to win.
I'll take the Seahawks, definitely.
All right, Colts +6 at Denver. I kind of have a sneaking suspicion the Colts are going to go in there and win that game.
Yeah, I think so, man. I mean, Luck is just, he's a good quarterback. I think the Colts win that one also. Yeah.
All right, Falcons, Raiders. Raiders -4.5. I like the Raiders at home. More importantly, I like the over 48 in that game. But I like what this Raiders team did last week. I know against a bad defense. Well, guess what? I think they're facing another bad defense. I think Derek Carr puts up some big numbers, and I think the Raiders win it. I'm looking at a 35-28 kind of game.
I agree with you. I think the Raiders are in the perfect spot. They're at home right now. It's week two. I know they're feeling themselves, and they're 1-0. So I take the Raiders, definitely.
And Jacksonville getting 3 at San Diego after what San Diego did last week. Ugh. But I still think they cover the 3. I think the Chargers will bounce back with a good win here. Jags keep it close like they did last week. They're competitive, but they always find a way to lose, and I think that's what happens here.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
All right, so we still have the Sunday night game. We have the Monday night game. We have the Texans to get to, and we're going to be squeezing in Andre Ward here any minute now. But before we go to break, I got to tell you about ZipRecruiter. And, guys, if you have a business and you need to hire somebody, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Because if you post your job in just one place, you're not going to get quality candidates. You might get lucky, but if you're a fisherman, aren't you better off going fishing someplace where there's thousands of fish as opposed to two fish? Well, that's what you're getting with ZipRecruiter. And if you want the perfect hire, you've got to put it on all the top job sites. This is how you do it. 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once. Watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And I've had to hire people in the past, and I'm telling you, back when in my old days at the newspaper, I wish I had ZipRecruiter. And with the businesses I have now, I'll be using ZipRecruiter when we start hiring. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
ESPN 97.5.